The Mayo Mansion.
Yes.
Can you just talk about that?
Well, it's a wonderful house. Of course, the Mayos, the Mayo brothers.
Let me just say it with the Mayo brothers. And by the way, elsewhere in this website, I have interviewed Marjorie Mayo Bird.
Oh, yes.
She was the daughter of John.
Yes.
But the Mayo brothers were Cass and John, and they built the building at 5th and Main in 1910.
Yes.
And a connecting building in 1914.
Yes.
And then they also built the Petroleum building at 5th and Boulder in 1920.
Uh-huh.
Then they began building the Mayo Hotel, completed in 1925.
An interview that John Mayo had several years after they had built the Mayo Hotel. He said, if I were to build another hotel, I would build it right in the middle of a square block with parking all around it and parking underneath it. So I thought that was interesting.
And it makes sense, doesn't it?
Why, yes. The Mayo has a terrible shortage of parking.
So then we have Cass Mayo's home at 2301 Boston.
Yes. And that's the one we're talking about
today.
It's a very traditional stone house. Rather monumental. I would call it a 2.5-story house. It's just a nice grand house, beautifully scaled and detailed throughout.
So this Mayo Mansion is on Boston?
Yes, in the 2200 or 2300 block.
We're all familiar with Harweldon. Earl Harwell built that home.
Yes.
Can you expand on that?
Well, he was an oil man. He built Harweldon, and it's a beautiful structure. I think either a Kansas City or St. Louis architect designed it. One of their neighbors told me the story, which I did not include in the book. In the 30s, during the Depression, they had to move to Texas to look after their oil interests. They just disappeared without even telling any of their neighbors or anything. Just all of a sudden, they were gone. They were down there 2 or 3 years. And they said that when they came back, it was just as if they'd never gone. They never mentioned their traveling or anything. I think Harweldon's a beautiful house. I think it's wonderful for what it's being used for.
How did Harweldon come about?
Oh, the Harwells.
Yeah, it was Harwell, but then somebody called it Harweldon.
Yes. I don't know whether that was done during the time the Harwells owned it or not. I just don't know.
So it was in 1969, then, that Mrs. Harwell gave the home to the Arts and Humanities.
And I think it's a beautiful name for it, Harweldon.